Damien Victor here today against Louth. I suppose off the back of that defeat against Down a couple of weeks ago, the players responded very well.
That's right. That's all you can expect. You know, I mean, especially in our home too, in our last home game. I think we played very well in the first half. We moved the ball well. We're kind of back to basics, you know.
And running the ball extremely well in the first half.
That's right. I know, like, the pitch was a bit heavy, and probably we suffered for a bit in the second half. But you couldn't complain about the way we ran the ball in the first half. You know, they kept possession well. You know, they worked it well. The scores too. There's some fine scores kicked too. Probably disappointed with, you know, giving away a goal in the first half when we were coasting. But that's just the way that goes.
Yeah, you know. And the variety of scores, the number of plays. I think there was seven in the first half. Seven different scores were done ago.
Is that right? I know. Look, at all you can expect is boys to get up into positions where they can kick scores. We're not fussy about who kicks them, you know, as long as they're going to be two over the back spot.
Because that was something was missing the last day, the amount of wides in Uri.
That's true, aye. Probably we got our composure back a bit more too, you know. Maybe probably a bit more space, kind of played under our hands a bit that way too, you know. Yeah. Down in fairness, and we were attacking Rochley last week, you know, and we probably weren't as composed as we normally are too. You know?
I'm very, very comfortable at half-time, 9 points up. Do you think you could have been possibly further ahead at that stage, Damien?
But pretty good. Look, we had a few wides and all, and there was a soft enough goal too to give away when we were in that position. Disappointed with the second half, I suppose, because to give away two more goals the second half wasn't good either, you know.
And of course, Louth got back into it then, because all of a sudden it was 3 points, and the way that you conceded the goals, it was high balls into the defence, didn't
you? That's right. Well, in fairness, like, Louth did work it well. Like, they had men off the shoulders and they worked the goals well, got men in positions at the right time to kick it back to the back of the net. You never thought now that game would come down to 3 points, but when it came down to 3 points, you were kind of, you know, you're in the back of your head, you're thinking, geez, these boys get their tails up. No, like any other team when they're under the cosh for so long and they get their tails up then, God knows what they're going to do, you know.
And you've responded well. You needed to respond, and you got that goal with David Walsh.
That's right. I know, fair play. Just looking at it, it was the two, you know, the substitutions combined there with Ryan getting up the field into David Walsh, and he's stuck in the back of the net. And that was just, we needed that at that time, you know, just to settle things again then, you know.
A lot of players played very well today for Donegal, but in particular, Rory Kavanagh got in the score sheet, and he caught some fantastic ball in and around the middle of the field.
He did, a big game too. That's right. Rory's coming into great fitness at the moment too, and he's an enormous player in the air, so he is. And he covers the ground very well too, and that's what you expect from Rory. You know, he's done it down through the years, and he's still at it. So he is.
Were you disappointed how I suppose Louth were so poor in that first half?
No, well,
did it surprise you?
Well, I suppose it's hard to know. You know, it's not an easy place to come up to Ballyshannon too, and on a soft pitch. I suppose that would have hit them too. Because we closed them down, and we could probably stop them playing to a certain extent too. You know, so it's hard to know. Were they? Disappointing, or were we better than we were against Down, you know?
Yeah. And now sitting joint top of the table with Monaghan, there's one game to go, and it's good to head to the Athletic Grounds next weekend off the back of a victory.
That's right. I would have to look at us all to play for next week again, you know. There's nobody definitely knocking it yet. Armagh's something to play for next week too, so look at, we'll keep our lid now and train for the next week now to see how it goes.
What sort of challenge do you expect in Armagh? Because it can be a tough place to go.
You could expect nothing less than a tight battle in Armagh. You know, even McKenna Cup too, they came at us and look at, down through the years, Armagh the upper hand too, and you wouldn't expect nothing different in there.
Yeah, and now obviously just one game away from a possible league final as well, Damien.
I mean, it'll be great to get into Croke Park again, but look, we'll concentrate on Armagh first of all. Anyway, if we put in performance there and get a victory, you know, we'll be there. If we don't, we'll be hoping for other things, you know.
Just finally, a couple of changes today. The likes of Frank had a hamstring problem. A couple of other players had wee niggles. How's things at the moment with the squad?
No, very, very positive on that front. We've a lot of fit men back now. Training's going well, and the team's been picked on the back of training, as you can see. You know, so we've no complaints on the training field, and everything's very positive.
Yeah. Frank has been very consistent through the league. Can we expect to see him back against Armagh next week?
Well, I suppose that'll depend on his hamstring, you know, to see how he is, you know. But look, there's plenty of men to step into the fold now, which we're lucky. A lot of fit men, they're ready to go.